Track 14, Neil's Last Word. Well, we're almost at the end of this edition of Just Talk, but we can't go without hearing Neil's last word. I hope this doesn't feature any more dangerous weapons, Neil.
Since the trend seems to be to issue a trigger warning before anything that goes out for public consumption, I thought I'd better conform. So here goes. The following contains yet more examples of how Neil Haverson has become a grumpy old man. Some listeners may find him rather cynical and wonder how Mrs. H puts up with him. There, you have been warned. I plunged into the grumpy abyss following a shopping expedition recently. Under the strict guidance of Mrs. H, I was dispatched to various tills to pay for items. A charity shop, a cafe, were among those that benefited from the Haverson credit card. Without exception, having completed the purchase, I couldn't escape without the sales assistant wishing me to have a good day. I complained to Mrs. H, why do they do that? They don't give a fig. Do they think that by wishing me that, I will think to myself, I must take steps to ensure my day comes up with unbridled happiness? Needless to say, Mrs. H's response was little more than a dismissive grunt. But I was on a roll now, and I was soon running through a number of platitudes that people exchange at the termination of conversation. I think my biggest pet hate is the dreaded, take care. Would I get to the edge of the pavement and think to myself, oops, that nice man in the co-op said to take care. Must be careful as I cross the road. Something we all do is when someone says, how are you? We invariably reply automatically with something like, oh, fine, thank you. Only a couple of weeks ago, I had a stinking cold and bumped into a friend who asked how I was doing. Without hesitation, I replied with a considerable amount of nasal interference that, I'm very well, thank you. Okay, I know when people say things they are just being friendly, so I should take them in the spirit they are meant. But if someone on a till just says, thank you very much, that's enough for me. The masters of doublespeak are our politicians. I wonder if, on entering Parliament, they are given a handbook of words and phrases to use when challenged over policies. Probably the most well-known is the one first used by John Reid when he was Home Secretary, not fit for purpose, actually given to him by a civil servant. Perhaps I can embed some of these political buzz phrases into the Shady Pines vocabulary. I'm sure you'll recognise these. So, when Mrs. H says, when are you going to clean the gutters? I reply, ah, I've kicked that one into the long grass. Or when I pinch the last biscuit in the packet, I can say, I did that without fear or favour. Virtue signalling is a good one, where a box is ticked to be seen to be doing the right thing. Mrs. H often accuses me of this when she's having a rant and I nod intensely, even though she can see I disagree. If I'm on shaky ground when I'm asked why the credit card bill is so high, from the Shady Ponds dispatch box, I shall say, let me be very clear. Besides, I could always blame our children. When they left home, we inherited a 22,000 black hole. Well, that's all for this month. So it just leaves me to say, I hope you have a nice day and do take care.
Ah, I think that might have struck a chord with a lot of us, Neil. Thank you for that and have a nice... Oops.